Sanjaya vacha ityaham vasudevasya partasya cha mahatmanaha sambadami mam ashosam advutam ramaharshanam.
Sanjaya said, thus have I heard the conversation of two great souls, Krishna and Arjuna, and so wonderful is that message that my hair is standing on end.
Vyasprasadas tutavan etad guyam ahamparam yogam yogeshwarat krishna sakshat katiyatak swayam.
By the mercy of Vyasa, I've heard the most confidential talks directly from the master of all mysticism, Krishna, who was speaking personally to Arjuna.
Rajan samsrita samsrita sambadami mam advutam keshvarjano punyam rishami chamuhuramuhu.
O King, as I repeatedly recall this wondrous and holy dialogue between Krishna and Arjuna, I take pleasure being thrilled at every moment.
Tatcha samsrita samsritya rupan ayadhyabhutam hare vishmayome maharajan virishami cha punak punak.
O King, as I remember the wonderful form of Lord Krishna, I am struck with wonder more and more, and I rejoice again and again.
Yatra yogeshvara krishna yatra partha dhanordara tatrishir vijayo bhutir bhuvanitir matir mama.
Wherever there is Krishna, the master of all mystics, and wherever there is Arjuna, the supreme archer, there will also be opulence, victory, extraordinary power and morality. That is my opinion.
That's in the 18th chapter, the conclusion, the perfection of renunciation. Omagyana Timurandasya Giranjana Salakaya Chaksur Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Pandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavam Shcha Shri Rupam Sagarjatam Sahagana Raganatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sarvaitam Savadutam Prajana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shiva Sakans Vitam Scha. Hey Krishna Karna Sindo Dinabando Dugatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchena Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishubhanu Sutadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sinubhyevacha Patitanam Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Pranitinanda Shadwaiti Gadadhar Shivasati Gaur Bhakti Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya.
Om
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. I'd like to thank you for all for coming and reciting the Bhagavad Gita. It is said that there are 1 billion or 10 billion verses in the Vedic literature, and the 10 billion verses in all the Vedic literature are summarized in the Bhagavad Gita. So if you recite the Bhagavad Gita, then you're reciting, it's as equal to reciting 10 billion Vedic verses. And out of all the verses in the Bhagavad Gita, the middle six chapters are the most important, from the 7, which is knowledge of the Absolute, to the 12th chapter, which is devotional service. And out of all those six chapters, the The ninth chapter is the most important. And out of all the ninth verses in the ninth chapter, the verse, Manmana Bhava Madbhakto, Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, Mami Vaishasi Yuktaiva Atmanam Matparayanaha, is one of the two verses in Bhagavad Gita that are repeated twice. Krishna also has repeated that same verse in the 18th chapter, 1865. Manmana Bhava Madbhakto, Madhyaji Mam Namaskuru, Mamai Vaishasi Satyam Te Prati Jani Priyosime. The other verse that Krishna repeated twice was Shreyan Swadma Viguna Para Dharma Sunustitat, Shre Dharma Nidinam Shreyak Para Dharma Bhayavaha. That was also repeated in the 18th chapter. But in any case, Bhagavad Gita has two main parts of knowledge. One is knowledge of the self, the fact that we're all spiritual beings, and the other is knowledge of the Supreme Person. One who understands that knowledge, Krishna says, that this knowledge, api ched sarva papevya, sarve vyak papakrita maha, sarvam jnana planevaiva, vrijinam santarishasi. Even if you're considered to be the most sinful of all sinners, if you're situated on the boat of transcendental knowledge, you can easily cross over the ocean of material miseries. Therefore, at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna asks Arjuna, Kachere tat shutam parata, Vayai ka grena chetasa, Kacheragana samoha, Pranatas te dananjaya. Have you heard this with a mind and attention? And are your illusions destroyed? In other words, our progress in spiritual life simply depends upon our willingness to give attention to the message coming from Krishna. As soon as one can hear the message of Krishna, then one can actually realize the message of Krishna. Yanena tutad agyanam, yesham nashitam atmanaha, tesham adityavaj jnanam, Prakashiti Tatvaram. One, however, when is enlightened with the knowledge by which nescience is destroyed, then his knowledge reveals everything, just like the sun lights up everything in the daytime. Tadbuddhayas, tadatmanas, tadnishtas, tatparayanaha, kachantyapuna avritim, jnana niraduta kamashaha. Well, one's faith, mind, refuge, and intelligence are all fixed in the Supreme, that one becomes completely cleansed of all misgivings through complete knowledge and thus proceeds straight on the path of self-realization. In other words, if we engage our faith, we engage our knowledge, we engage our intelligence, we engage our senses in the service of Krishna, gradually we'll realize that Krishna is what who he says he is. Namely, he is the Supreme. Vidya Vanaya Sampane Brahmani Gavi Hastini Shuni Chaiva Swapake Cha Pandita Samadarshanaha. The humble sages, by virtue of true knowledge, see with an equal vision the learned and gentle Brahman, the cow, the dog eater, and the elephant. In other words, now that we're in material existence, being dictated by our material senses and mind, our tendency is to view the world as a place for exploitation, for sense gratification. But if one understands Bhagavad Gita, hears it, then one will respect the world as being Krishna's energy. And instead of utilizing the material world whimsically, thinking that by some arrangement we can gratify our senses, instead one will think that by some arrangement that I can try to work in such a way is that Krishna is pleased. And at the end of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna explains what pleasing him is. Ya idam paramanguyam madbhakteshva buddhashuti bhakti mayi paramkritva mame vaishatya samshayaha. That one who preaches the message of the Bhagavad Gita to the devotees, devotional service is guaranteed, and at the end he'll come back to me. Nacha tasmad manusheshu kaschin me priyakritamaha bhavita nachatame tasmad anyak priyataro bhuvi. That in this world there is no servant more dear to me than him, nor in the future will anyone be more dear. In other words, Krishna wants everyone to understand that he's God, and that we're all by nature his servants, and forgetting that, we've been placed in the illusion under the three modes of nature, and therefore we find ourselves sometimes in happiness, sometimes in distress, and generally in a combination of both. But one who becomes conscious of Krishna realizes the source of actual happiness and knowledge and can be situated in that consciousness forever. Therefore, it's recommended that one read Bhagavad Gita daily and at the same time take up the spirit and the message of Bhagavad Gita, which is to become Krishna conscious and help others, whether it be our family members, our relatives, our friends, or even people we don't even know, somehow or another become aware that their real identity is Krishna's servant. And only by engaging this material energy in Krishna's service is there any possibility of peace and happiness. So we take up that message, as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Yari Deka Tari Kaha Krishna Upadesh Amara Agai Guruhana Tare Desh, that whoever you meet, you should somehow or another try to tell them something about Krishna, and this way become guru and try to deliver this fallen civilization. Bhagavad Gita is only 700 verses, but if we study it, then we'll realize things as they actually are. Ukramantam sitim vapi bunjana vagunanvita vimudo nana pashanti pashanti jnana chakshusha. The foolish, they cannot understand how the living entity quits his body or what kind of body he enjoys under the spell of the modes of nature. But those whose eyes were trained with knowledge can see all this clearly. So if we train our eyes with knowledge, this is the greatest education, more than a Harvard PhD degree. If a Harvard PhD professor does not know the difference between himself and the body, according to Bhagavad Gita, he's on the same level as a Gokara, Go-Akara, a cow and an ass. But one who can see that soul is in an ever-changing body, and the soul is the servant of Krishna, he has the greatest education in this world, better than any other mundane education can give one. And this is all available in the Bhagavad Gita, and if we can't read Bhagavad Gita daily, at least we should chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And that's the essence of the philosophy. Oh, the energy of the Lord, oh, the Supreme Lord, kindly engage me in a loving service. So, thank you very much. Grantaraj Shrimad Bhagavad Gita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Krishna Jayanti Ki Jai, Gita Jayanti Ki Jai, Gaur Premanande.